So thank you for seeing me today, Doctor. I know how busy you are with clients. You're really popular. You must be booked out for months ahead because I've been waiting for ages for this appointment. Anyway, I know we only have an hour, so I don't want to waste your time. Where should I sit? On the sofa here? Okay. Well, this feels a little like a job interview with you sitting opposite me. I'm a little nervous. Would you mind putting your notes to one side for a bit? I'd just like to talk without feeling that you're observing or evaluating me. Okay, is it okay if I put my jacket here? Good. Oh, thank you. Yeah, I do have a pretty nice tan, I guess. My greatest pleasure in the summer is sunbathing au naturel. Oh, sorry, that was probably a little bit too much information. Just put it down to my nerves. I've never been to a therapist before. So I suppose I should start off by telling you why I'm here. Well, gosh, where do I start? Okay, so about a year ago, my husband and I split up. He left me for another woman, and, well, it just devastated me. I absolutely did not see it coming. He met her at a conference, and after knowing her for about 2 weeks, that was it. Yeah, he told me the marriage was over. Like I said, it's been really hard since then. My self-confidence has been completely shattered. I keep asking myself, what did she have that I don't? And what does she do that I don't? Is she more beautiful, more fun, more interesting, better in bed? I guess I'm second-guessing everything about my life. I used to think I was pretty smart, but now I wonder, was I too dumb for him? I used to think I was fairly attractive. I dress well, I keep in shape. But since he left, I just feel, I don't know, I just so alone. It's like I'm invisible. And the worst part of all is not being touched. I'm an affectionate person, or at least I used to be. So not having that daily contact, the hugs, the kisses, just someone brushing my hand, I really miss it. I haven't been touched in so long, and I'm starting to wonder if anyone will ever love me again. Oh, shit, I promised I wouldn't get emotional. I'm just so lonely. What's that? Can you come and sit next to me on the sofa? Of course. That'd make me feel much more comfortable, actually. I feel really sort of isolated over here, just spilling out my guts to you. So, yeah. Thank you. I really appreciate it. It's just, I guess it's easier for me now. I can look you directly in the eye without you being across the room. So, is there any hope for me? Is there anything I can do? What advice do you have for me? How do I love myself? That's a strange question. What do you mean? Oh, how do I tell myself I'm worthy of affection? How do I show myself I'm beautiful? And how do I convince myself I'm desirable and desired by others? Well, I guess I've lost confidence that I'm any of those things. God, I must sound like a real loser. No? You think I'm all those things and more? Well, it's nice to be told that by someone. But then I'm paying you after all, so I guess you have to say that. I mean, how can I believe you? Are you really sincere? Yes? You are. Well, how can I tell? By looking. You mean directly looking into your eyes. And you'll tell me what impression you have of me in the most direct and honest way you can? Okay, let's try that. really? You see a strong, beautiful person. Go on. Who's obviously very smart and centered. Okay, go on. And one who's... go on. Clearly very desirable. Wow. It's been so long since anyone told me anything like that. Thank you, Doctor. It's really nice to hear. I'm still not sure I believe you, but I appreciate you making the effort. I mean, how do I convince myself that what you say is true? By positive self-talk? What's that? I'm telling myself that I'm smart, I'm talented, a good person, a good friend. Okay, what else? That I'm capable of loving deeply. Yeah, I can say that to myself because I know it's true. And telling myself that I'm desirable and that others desire me. Well, that's a problem. I haven't seen much evidence of that lately. What's that? Do I mind if you say something rather personal? Well, I guess so. As long as I can let you know when I'm getting uncomfortable. All right, what is it? You find me very desirable. Okay. You mean on a personal level? Oh, what's that? Have you crossed the line? Does that make me uneasy? Well, it's a little weird. I mean, we've only just met. But I am intrigued. Why would you say something like that? Because of the way I carry myself. Well, what do you mean by that? I have a presence about myself when I enter the room. Oh, and I'm physically very attractive. Well, oh, I mean, wow. I don't know what to say. Do I think I could tell myself that on a regular basis? Well, I suppose I could try. Can you tell me exactly what I should say? Can we rehearse it here, like right now, please? All right. So I should repeat these words. Yeah, okay, go ahead. I am a very beautiful person. I am someone who is attractive. I have a radiance that makes people want to love me. I am strong and sensual and infinitely desirable. And I should say these words at least twice a day. Okay, I can do that. So where do those phrases come from? Are they something you use with a lot of patience? No, but they seem so natural. You only thought of them today. Really? And I was the one who inspired them. Are you saying that that's how you see me, even though you don't know me? Well, I don't know what to say. I mean, it's been a long time since a man has said anything like that to me. And there's another part of the therapy too, a physical part. What do you mean? I need to practice physical as well as mental self-love too. Okay, well, how do I do that? I need to touch myself. Okay, I'm not sure what you mean. I need to touch myself intimately. Gently and very lovingly. Well, I've sort of got out of the habit of anything like that. I think my whole libido has been damaged by the emotional train wreck of my marriage. How would practicing that physical self-love help me? Oh, you think it would put me back in touch with my body again? That it would take me out of this endless cycle of negative thinking. Well, in theory that sounds good, but I wouldn't know where to start. Do I know any sex therapists? No, of course not. Why would I? Yeah, I'd be pretty embarrassed to go and see a sex therapist. Is there something I can do without going that far? Something that would just involve me? Okay, you want me to close my eyes and think of something soothing and a little bit arousing. All right, let's see. Okay, I've got my eyes tightly closed. So I'm imagining that I'm lowering myself into a nice hot bubble bath. I've put in my favourite bath salts and there are candles lit on the shelf next to the bath. I've got some soft music playing. I know there's nobody else in the house, and as I lower myself into the water, I feel its soapy silkiness flow over my body. I rub my breasts to get them nice and smooth, and... Oh shit, is it okay to be doing this? You know, talking this way? Okay, it's just a mental relaxation exercise. Okay, well, I guess it's all right then. So, I lean back into the bath and I can feel my nipples hardening. I rub some of that lovely warm water on them and it feels really good. Can I go a bit further with this exercise, doctor? Yeah? Thanks. It really is relaxing me. So, as I'm caressing my breasts, I hear the bathroom door open, and I'm aware that someone else is in the room. Who is it? I don't know. Let's see. It's someone. Kind of like you. Confident, good-looking, but not big-headed or vain. Someone who treats women with respect, in the way that I sense you do. And now I smell him, his body, his musk, his breath. There's something about his presence that tells me he's very aroused. I sense that he's fully clothed, maybe in a business suit like yours, but that inside that suit he's fully erect, straining to be unleashed. He kneels down by the bath and softly kisses me, and I feel his tongue moistening my lips and my mouth opens just a little. Our lips touch just barely and it's like a jolt passes through me. Oh God, he's taking my right leg and pulling it over the edge of the tub. It's like my whole body is opening up to the world. Oh wow, this is an amazing exercise. Doctor, I know this might seem a little strange, but could you sit right next to me so that maybe our bodies are touching? I'd like to continue doing this exercise, but I think I need another body close to me. You will? Thank you so much. This is really helpful for me. I've not felt this relaxed in months. Okay, let me close my eyes again. What's happening now in my imagination? He's helping me out of my bath and gently toweling me. And then he takes my hand and walks me across the bathroom to the chair I have in there. Now he's... Oh God, I don't think I can go on. It's important to be honest about my desires. Okay, well, if you say so. He sits me down on the chair and makes me put my legs either side of the seat. I feel myself opening up slightly as my legs are positioned apart. Now he takes the tie from my bathrobe and gently ties it around my eyes so I'm blindfolded. I can't see anything. My sense of touch is heightened. I feel him moving my legs more and more apart. And as I feel the space between my legs become wider, I feel myself completely opened up to the universe. I imagine my clit straining to come out from under the protective folds of skin around it. She's just dying to reveal herself. She wants to come out and play. Doctor, I know this is a bit, well, unconventional, but would you kiss me? Just this once? Please. It would really help me to get into the spirit of the exercise. It would really make me feel very, well, loved. Please. Your lips are so soft. Again. Oh God, I'm so appreciative. This feels so good. Thank you. Do you think I could ask for a little more help with this exercise? Maybe if you touch me occasionally? I mean, only if you want to. I don't want this to be anything but professional. But if you feel up to it, maybe you could play along a little with my imagining. Perhaps touch me occasionally. Purely in the course of professional treatment, of course, but I don't want you to get into any trouble. But remember, I'm asking you to do this. You're not forcing anything on me. Anyway, I'll leave it up to your discretion. So, where was I? Ah, yes, my mysterious business suited stranger has moved me from the tub to a chair. Okay. Let me get the image back in my head. Ah, yes, I see him. He does kind of look like you. That's a little weird. So there I am, sitting demurely and completely naked. And you've placed one of my legs either side of the chair. Oh, the tension is lovely. I feel like I'm completely open to you. Oh, this feels very intimate. I would love for him to touch me, but he's just studying me very intensely. It's as if he's considering how to use me next. Oh God, fuck. I feel really wet. Is it okay if I open my legs? Look, no one's going to come in, are they? Oh, it feels really good. I'm not touching myself, but just the pressure of my legs moving apart has pulled my lips open. Oh, my pussy must be so pink. It's so precious. So tender. Can I touch myself, Doctor? Will that cross any boundaries? No, I can't. Why not? Because that's your job. Oh my God, I'm so glad you're willing to do that for me, Daddy. Can I call you Danny? Is that okay? I mean, I know you're not my father or anything, but well, I don't know, for some reason it just feels right. Daddy. No more talking. Yes, Danny. Your hands feel wonderful stroking my legs like that. Yeah, let me pull my dress up. Oh, I'm so glad it was hot today and I'm not buried under layers of clothing. Oh God. Yeah, I love it when a man strokes my inner thighs like that. Yeah. Just massage my skin like that. It's nice and gentle. What's you can see a damp patch on my panties. Oh, fuck. I am so turned on. Something about my pleasure being literally all in your hands. Ooh, that's nice, yes. Just pull those panties slowly from side to side. Oh, I love how the friction feels on my lips. God, shit, you do that really well. Yeah. Yeah, slide them back and forth over me. Each time you do that, I feel my lips open up slightly. It's exquisite. Sure, you can pull them down. Here, let me out. Oh, fuck, this feels so delicious. It's so wonderfully wrong. Oh, I can feel the air in the room moving across my pussy, caressing my lips. They feel so swollen. Are they? It's like they're straining to be touched. Would you touch them? Please? Yeah. Put your fingers in my mouth. Let me get them nice and wet. Oh, still, oh, it feels so good when you stroke me. Yeah. Yeah, just run your fingers up and down my outer lips. Would you use both your hands and just pull my lips apart? Yeah. Would you do that for me, Daddy? That's so gentle. Oh, I feel so exposed. Can you see my little petal? Is she peeping out from under those folds of skin? Maybe you can help her come out. All she needs is a little encouragement. That's right. Yeah. You just run the tip of your finger gently over her. Oh, God, that's fantastic. Oh, fuck. Is it all right if I thrust my hips? I just have to move. Oh, I don't believe this, but it feels like I might come. Your fingers are so gentle on me. Can you put one or two inside me? It'd be helpful if I have something to thrust myself on. Please. Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, yeah. Put them in nice and deep. Oh, I feel so fucking good. Would you kiss me as you do that? Please. Oh, you're so loving to me, baby. This feels so fucking erotic. Look. I know this may be completely inappropriate, but I'd love to have you inside me. I mean, all of you properly inside me. It's been so long and I've been so lonely and I feel like I can trust you. I swear this will happen just between the two of us. It's just, I won't tell a soul, I promise. Yeah, that's it. Turn me around. Does that mean you'll come into me from behind? Oh God, that would be amazing. It's my favourite position. I love to thrust backwards onto a man's hard cock. I love feeling it penetrate me so deeply. Doggy style seems so, I don't know, vulgar. But when I raise my ass up and a man opens my cheeks and his dick slides into me, oh, it's the most wonderful feeling in the world. So please, baby, come into me from behind. I'm on birth control. I never thought I'd need it for today, though. Please, please just fuck me as hard as you can from behind. I'll be a good girl for you, Daddy. Is that the tip? Fuck, that feels good. Wow, you're really big. Do you know that? I'm so ready to feel that thing slide into me. Please, don't keep me waiting. Oh, fuck. Baby, Daddy, that's wonderful. Yeah, keep coming. Oh, fuck. I think I'm going to come. Wonderful. Oh, so intense. Oh, you were so skillful, so sensitive with me. Oh, you did just what I wanted. Oh, quick, get a tissue. I can feel you leaking out of me. Oh, well, you came really hard, didn't you? Oh no, your gum is going to leak out onto your couch. Oh wow. Oof. That was just amazing. Thank you, doctor. Can I make another appointment for another treatment? Yeah? Thank you. I'll see you in a week.